Welcome to Traveling Texas Moms, where we teach you how to use the world of travel in an optimized life to help busy parents create the freedom to act like kids. I'm your host, Mallory Smith.
And I'm Kendall McMillan. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you haven't already subscribed, please like, subscribe, and follow us on any platform at Traveling Texas Moms.
We always appreciate our growing community and are grateful for our time with you. Let's roll on today's show. So first, I'm going to say that Kendall and I are both being in North Texas, are subject to severe storms. And so what would a Texas podcast be without the threat of hail? So if you hear thunder or see lights flicker, that's what's going on. Don't worry. It's just another day in Texas. It'll be over in an hour. How's that for your, for my best weather woman impression?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We are in a tornado warning, I believe.
Oh gosh, is it a warning? Dang it. Have you seen the analogy with tacos?
Yes. Like
so for those of you who are not in Texas, a taco watch or a tornado watch is all of the ingredients are on the table for a taco. And a taco warning or a tornado warning is an assembled taco, and you don't know where it is on the table, but it's coming for you. So hunker down.
Okay. We're in a tornado watch then.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's so much better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, we're going to have to move this podcast to the closet.
Yeah. I always get those two mixed up.
See, this is why the taco analogy is so useful.
The taco analogy does not help.
I thought it does, but okay. Anyway, so back to the show. today, I wanted to take some time to introduce Kendall and I to our listeners. You'll hear some more about our family and our background, the places we've traveled, and our journeys to healthier living.
We hope that this episode lays the groundwork for some of the stories you can expect within the Traveling Texas Moms podcast in the future.
Thanks, Kendall. I can tell you're on top of it tonight. guys, just forewarning, she's got four kids, so give her a break. you'll find out more about that in a second. But I'll go ahead and go first. So hi guys, I'm Mallory Smith. I am a Dallas area native, so that is North Texas for you non-Texas people. And no, it is not close to any of the other major cities in Texas. It's, you know, 4 or 5 hours from Houston, depending on traffic, 4 to 5 hours from Austin, you know. So from Dallas, I have 2 degrees, one from Texas A&M, where Kendall and I met. Yep. Whoop. And then I have an MBA from the University of North Texas. So I also left a little piece of my heart there. I met my husband in college, and we've been together for almost 14 years now. I guess this November we'll make 9 years of marriage. We have an almost 5-year-old daughter. And the way I like to describe her is that she's everything I'd love to see in a grown woman. She's just hard to manage in a tiny package. So really working on trying to nurture those strong attributes without her using her powers of evil against me. So I've got a kind of a crooked road of professional experience, ranging from working in various labs. Like, I started out as a scientific person, and then I realized I'm too social to be stuck in a lab with no windows. So I went into sales, and then I became an entrepreneur and started my own sign company. And I ended up selling that last year. And now I work in oil and gas investing in a really fast-paced, dynamic, growing company. So I am a woman of varied interests and varied talents, I guess you could say, if I'm not bragging on myself too much. So I've always loved to travel, and I was fortunate to go on some cool family trips in the U.S. and Mexico as a kid. I was from a blended family. And so, you know, there comes additional challenges with that as far as matching up schedules and, 4 kids of various age getting along on a road trip. So, that was kind of interesting experiences as a kid. But I didn't really have the opportunity to go outside of the US-Mexico area and over to Europe until my first job out of college sent me to Belgium for a couple months in 2013. So definitely made the most of that time. Got out and saw, you know, Paris, Bruges, a couple of cities in Germany, like on the weekends, and really got immersed into the European culture for the couple months that I was there. So that was a cool experience. I honeymooned in Australia and New Zealand. And so still to this day, New Zealand is top of my list, favorite place I've ever been. We were in Queenstown and seriously considered just giving up our entire life back home and staying there after we honeymoon. We're like, no, we got to go be adults. Like, let's go back home to Texas. So, but we do want to go back at some point. I've also traveled to Hawaii, a few of the Caribbean islands, and Alaska. I love going on cruises. I'm pretty, I'd say into Royal Caribbean specifically, but all cruises. I like the fact that you can go on them and you don't have to move your bag around to get to different cities. Cause there were some really, hairy times on trains in Europe, getting bags on before it took off and then jumping on behind it. We'll save that story for another time. But, yeah. So as far as Disney goes, I went to Disney once when I was about 3. And then again, when I was 19, those were kind of my family trips. My great aunt and uncle took me that first time. And it was mostly my blended family and extended family on my mom's side went when I was 19. But I've always been fascinated by the parks. I would order those VHSs from Disney, like the travel here. They'd send you the VHS in the mail and it was their promo video. Like I'd go and I'd watch those for entertainment because I'm like, oh, the parks are so cool. But yeah, so I've always been fascinated with them. And basically I'm making up for lost time in my childhood now by going as often as I can as an adult. And that is adult trips, solo trips, family trips. I've done them all at this point. I plan on continuing to go back to different parks in different capacities and with different entourages. But there's
nothing wrong with waiting till you're an adult to go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm. It is just as much fun, if not more, to go as an adult. You can stand on your legs a lot longer and make a lot more, you know, traction across the parks with you know, wider strides. But and then I guess the last little bit about me is I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease in 2016. And so for those that don't know, that's an autoimmune disease affecting your digestive system. And since then, it has influenced the way that I live, the way that I eat, exercise, travel, etc. So I love to be able to use this type of platform to help people who might be going through something similar and are looking for one of those, am I crazy type moments? Like, and I'm like, yeah, you probably are, but we'll make it through because I'm crazy too. So those, you know, that singular event and the implications that came with it and the kind of doom and gloom that I was prescribed along with the medication, it changed the way that I look at life and the way that I travel and kind of has created more of an urgency to live and to travel and to experience those things. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm sure we'll unpack more here in a second, but Kendall,
well, let me just say, I love hearing about all the different ways.
Sorry. one of the hazards of being a mom and recording a podcast after bedtime during a thunderstorm. Hold on, my knight in shining armor is coming for extraction. Good night. Door, please. Sorry, you were saying?
I was saying how much I admire the journey or the the searching that you have been in these past couple of years, especially of all the different ways of healing and getting healthy, or, you know, whatever it might be, especially for your Crohn's disease, like all these new ways I've never even heard of or never considered or never thought plausible. I love hearing all the different venues you've tried or in the process of trying or thinking about trying. I think that deserves a whole episode in itself, really. I would love to break that down and learn more about that, or tell our listeners about that, because that is a very fascinating journey.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I think it will be an episode. I think so. One of those things I think we've talked about before is I would like to go and visit Lourdes in France. It's a site of healing miracles. And since the late 1800s, there's been lots of documentation that people have been healed. And it's not that I feel like I deserve a miracle. It's not that I feel like I'm more deserving than any other person in the world that has much worse illnesses than I've got. But it's more of a religious pilgrimage and a calling to go there. So I think, you know, documentation of that trip and recapping of that. But, you know, maybe it's a two-part episode. It's the journey that led me to that. And then I could tell you all about it once we do it. So hopefully that'll come later this year. We got to work a few more things out, but yeah, that's, thank you in a sense, and not as many words. Okay. But enough about me. So Kendall, let's hear about you and your life.
All right. Well, where to begin? I guess I'll start when I met my husband. I was 15 and he was 17. And
you rule breaker, you.
I know. We were friends first. Yeah, we met in high school. I was a freshman. He was a junior. And I'm a second generation Aggie. So I always told him from the beginning, I'm going to A&M, so figure out what you're doing, but that's where I'm going to be. So him being 2 years older was like, I guess I'll give these Aggies a try, even though his whole family went to Texas Tech. So he ended up going to A&M, and then took me 2 years, you know, later to get there. And that's where I met you.
Yay!
Yay! Through a mutual friend, I guess, that lives in the Dallas area, also with us now, and it's awesome.
And she'll probably be a guest on the podcast at some point.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Need to. Yeah.
So, let's see. I got a degree from A&M in history. I was going to teach at the secondary level, which would be high school and above. Could never quite land a job teaching high school. Probably, you know, they don't want fresh college graduates, you know, back in the high school classroom. I don't know, whatever. Everything happens for a reason. So I ended up getting my master's in curriculum and instruction to also help with the education field, and also from A&M. And I ended up teaching for 2 years in the public school in San Antonio. That's where I'm from. And I loved it. I mean, of course, every job has its challenges, but I wouldn't trade it at all. Like, I just, looking back on all the experiences, it was amazing. But it was definitely tough. Then my dad approached me about working for him, and it was an offer I couldn't turn down, and it allowed me to start a family and kind of never looked back after that with teaching. I mean, I do kind of miss it sometimes, but I mean, like you said, I have four kids now, so it's really helped. Let's see, as far as Disney trips, I first went in 1998 with my two aunts and my older sister. It had only been a couple of months since Animal Kingdom opened. Because I think Animal Kingdom opened up on Earth Day of 1998, which would have been, what, April
13th
or 14th? Because it's Earth Day, so I don't remember. 13th or 14th, I'm pretty sure.
April of 98.
Whatever.
We could just go with that.
Yeah, so I just remember that being, like, a really important park. That's why I always make sure to go to Animal Kingdom whenever we go to Disney World. It's just... it holds a lot of special memories for me. Even though I know a lot of people are like, it's just a zoo. You know, I love it.
It is not. It is much more than a zoo.
My husband is one of those people.
Oh, that will be an episode as well. Our husbands and Disney and their interpretations and other feelings.
Yeah. So, yeah, after that 98 trip, I got bit by the bug real bad, and gosh, I think I go now at least once every 4 years, and the past couple of years that has really increased.
Due to bad influences like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Encouraging. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That's fine.
No, just love it. And let's see, as far as other travel, I've been to Europe. I went in high school with the orchestra. That was a really fun trip. Went to Paris and London, played in some really beautiful cathedrals, and got to experience all of the major touristy stuff in both cities. And then me and my husband, when we were in college, we went to Australia for 4 weeks, and that was with a program called International Student Volunteers, or ISV. And that was a really neat program where you go to these countries that, like, you sign up for, and then you you do, like, volunteer work for 2 weeks at the same location. For us, it was like a wildlife retreat rehab place. And it wasn't necessarily for animals. It was just plants, kind of. Like, they would just leave the land how it should be. And if they found any, like, invasive species, they would clear it out, which is what we got to do. We got to clear out acres of lantana out of the Australian bush. So,
wow, that was so exotic.
Really, yeah. But then the last 2 weeks, we got to go through all the major cities on the east coast of Australia. And that was the most incredible trip, I think. I mean, it was just, we were like you, where we were like, do we have to go back? I mean, we just stay here. Like, that's just, this is the best place ever. The culture, the people. It was winter time when we went, because it was our summer, so it was their winter, and it was, like, just great weather. Amazing places. And then been to Hawaii. Went in 2011. We went to Maui, and that was an amazing trip as well. We did so many different activities. Every day was, like, snorkeling, helicopter tour. Then we went scuba diving. They're like, it was just jam-packed. And then me and my husband went to Oahu, and where we actually stayed at the Aulani, the Disney Aulani, there on that island. And that was by far my most favorite hotel I've ever stayed at. It was, I mean, I could take up this whole episode just talking about that hotel.
Oh, I know.
Have I told you that before?
Yeah, maybe once or twice, you know.
Well, our listeners haven't, okay?
I know. I'm just messing with you. All right. So what about your health journey? Because I know we share some similar mentalities as far as yeah, natural absolutely. Health and progressive.
So, I grew up playing every sport imaginable. So I try to live an active, healthy lifestyle, you know, even into adulthood. I'm currently working on becoming a certified personal trainer, which has been really difficult because it's like going back to bio AP in high school, and it's been a challenge because managing the household, working all day, you know, and taking care of four little people when your husband is out of town, you just get like, you get in bed and you get out your computer and I'm just like, I'm so tired. I can't even read this vocab.
Sounds like might have some tips for our listeners who are also busy moms trying to become more efficient, as per our intro. I think that would be how you organize your day and how you get things done is a good thing to kind of unpack in a future episode as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would love to share. It's not easy, but yeah, there's definitely ways to do it. But yeah, so ever since the whole COVID era, I've kind of realized a few things with the health industry that I personally just need like a reset and clear my mind of what's really the end goal with habits, daily habits, supplements, the food you're eating. What all is this trying to accomplish in everyday habits, especially with like, you know, plastic utensils, plastic cups, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Like, you know, again,
microplastics.
Yeah, this could be a whole nother episode, but like, yeah, it just like kind of snowballed into, you know, a reset of a lot of stuff and a more holistic, more natural mindset of a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the hobbies that we pick up also reflect some of those changes. Like for instance, I have that hydroponic garden in mm-hmm. in my dining room. I need to go ahead and
still going?
It's dormant right now, meaning there's nothing in it. it is on the list to restart with some new seeds and some new pods. But hey, you know, time happens to be a luxury, in short supply these days. But yeah, the goal is to get that going again. I think we're gonna do. I don't know that I'll do yellow squash again. We used a lot of the tomatoes. We never really used enough of the jalapenos. But we're going to try some berries this time, I think. And, you know, definitely the herbs. Like, I think I used the herbs the most. So, like, we had some thyme. We had lots of basil. And it was just the coolest thing because I had, you know, pesticide-free, organic, natural herbs. And I would be cooking. Like tonight, I made spaghetti because it's, like, one of the quickest things that I can make. And I've had a lot of after-hours stuff to do today. And I could just walk over to my little indoor hydroponic garden. I don't have to brave any hail or heat or anything like that. And I just pick it off of the wall in the dining room and go back to the kitchen and add it to the pot. So it's, you know, little things like that. Like I would have never had thought that that's something I wanted to even try if I hadn't been trying to reduce pesticides in my diet. And increase, you know, organic ingredients in my diet. And that all stemmed from just cleaning up my diet after Crohn's. So it's funny how, like you said, like these things tend to snowball eventually.
Yeah. Probably by this time next year, I will have some chickens and a chicken coop and I'll be jarring things.
Wait, does your HOA allow that?
No.
Okay, never mind. Well, because I've thought about that too. I've thought about it too.
We're going to a commercial break now.
Well, so you know, we've got some family property 5 minutes down the road, and we're like, ooh, it's outside of city limits. There's no HOA. It's like, can we successfully raise and manage chickens a 5 minute drive down the road? Are we setting ourselves up for failure? Are we going to show up one day and there's going to be feathers scattered everywhere and we'll have no more chickens? Like, because who's there to protect them? So there, we've considered it because I love fresh eggs.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, inflation has driven the price of eggs up considerably.
Yeah, it got crazy there for a little while, but I think the prices are kind of back down.
They've backed down some. Yeah.
More manageable.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's another one of those things. Like it's nice to think about, but execution matters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be little homesteaders, but then I have moments where I'm like, why would I want to bring in like more dogs? You know, because you got to have farm dogs to watch the wildlife, you know, because I want goats, maybe some sheep or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So you got to get a dog to protect it. And then you don't want the dog to be by itself. So you got to get two dogs.
Well, if it's the right breed.
Don't question it.
Yeah, right? Girl math.
So then I'm like, why would I buy all these animals and then have to care for them? I'm struggling as is with four kids and a husband, two dogs that are not farm dogs. They're lazy, house pampered. Yeah, they're not meant for the farm.
We have some friends on acreage. We actually spent last weekend with them. It was Easter weekend, and they've got four goats and they raise a couple steers at a time and we'll buy in for a half cow regularly that they raise. And so it's a really cool way for us to like one, get like an average price per pound of like $5, like across all cuts. And so it's an investment on the front end, but it lasts you a good bit through the year and you've got, you know, high quality local beef available to you. But right now they just have the four goats and they've got a great Pyrenees. And her name is Daisy. And she didn't have a friend right now, but she's got a job and her job is to watch those goats and she'll just patrol the perimeter of the property and bark at things as needed and bask in the woods. She's a real farm dog, but yeah, they seem to make it work with just the one. But it, I mean, that one could equal easily three or four of any other smaller breed. I mean, when I say she's a dog, she's like a miniature horse when it comes to size.
Well, yeah, you don't want too small of a dog protecting your livestock because you have to worry about coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a pack of coyotes can easily take down a deer or whatever. So having one dog against a pack of coyotes, you know, they could win, obviously, but, you know.
How did we digress into this?
I don't know.
The things that Texas girls talk about when left to their own devices on a busy night.
I was going to just tell you, the storm finished up over here, so it's going to be hitting it's you probably.
Probably, yeah, it's probably hitting here. The lightning has become more frequent, so that's probably accurate. You know, we're kind of shielded between two lakes too, though. So sometimes it'll go right around us, or other times we get grapefruit-sized hail that goes through roofs and dense hardwood floors. So, yeah, 2016. Luckily, we didn't have our house then. I'll just go ahead and knock on some wood just to be safe there. But yeah, that was a big deal for our town was when that storm hit. They ran out of blue tarp very quickly covering the roofs. That was some hardships for this town. But yeah, I mean, that's just a preview. Obviously, you can tell that Kendall and I are very complicated and deep individuals that have so much knowledge and experience to impart on our listeners. I say this facetiously because we're just doing what we love. And at the end of the day, like we're two friends that are chatting and we want to include our listeners and on that chat, maybe help somebody. That would be awesome. At the very least, you know, just delight in the things that we all really like to do and talk about. So
absolutely.
Especially those things that our husbands don't care to talk to us about. So here is safe. Come here and talk to us about all things travel, Disney, health, efficiency, mom life, you know, parent life, whatever fits you.
Well, I was going to say too, if any of our listeners have knowledge to share, I would love to hear it as well. Like, this is not just a one-way street where it's just us giving out advice. If any of our listeners have some tips or tricks, you know, definitely use our hashtag Traveling Texas Moms hashtag on any of the socials. And, you know, we'd love to read it and learn. I don't know everything there is to know about being a mom traveling and all that stuff. And I want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said at the beginning, like, this is a community that we're building. We realize, and the more Kendall, I don't know if you've discovered this, but the more I talk to people and tell them about what we're doing, they're like, oh, that's so cool. What about this? And like, you just find things to connect with people about. And that's what it is at the end of the day, is it's authentic connection and vulnerability and honesty, like real stories that really bring all of us together. So I can't wait to dive in. We're going to be, we've got a lot to talk about here moving forward. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Reach out and let us know if you're utilizing this show in any way in your life. Like Kendall said, if you've got some wisdom to impart on us, feel free to send it our ways. I'd love to talk about it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.